It is time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Morning, Marshall. Now, I think we better warn everyone this week that they need to take notes because there is so much going on. We're going to give a test at the end of our call as well because there is so much going on and so many places. And unless you take absolutely detailed, copious notes, you'll never get hold of everything to do. But they're all tremendously fun things. So it really is, summer is bursting out. Well, late spring, early summer is bursting out all around us.
All right. Well, we will start out. How about Millbrook, New York, Master Gardener plant sale?
Yeah, there are a lot of plant sales on at the moment, and that's not surprising because the gardens are really being looked at after the winter. And every year, the Master Gardener volunteers and the Cornell Cooperative Extension staff hold an annual fundraising plant sale in Millbrook at the Dutchess County Farm and Home Center. Actually, this weekend, it's on Friday the 17th at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then Saturday, actually, it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, the key thing to know is that the volunteers grow and they sell a really wide variety of annuals and perennials and vegetables, which I love, and herbs. And they try to make sure there's a real mix of what I guess I could call tried and true favorites. But at the same time, they usually find some really unusual and exciting and new plants to add to the mix. So it's enough to make you want to go back every year and just check to see that you're up to date with everything. The other thing that's really significant about this is that there's a Master Gardener booth, which is specifically set up to answer your questions, you know, about the garden and your garden and which plants would be perfect for it or whatever. So it really helps buyers make the appropriate plant selection. So that's Friday, starts Friday the 17th, and it's on Saturday the 18th as well.
Aha. Uh-huh. Now, how about this? Berkshire, it's the Berkshire's premier annual pop-up clothing sale and fundraiser. Gosh, it's really in its eighth year?
Yeah, you know, we always support it because it really is a great fun thing to go to. My wife's a shopper anyway, and so she loves going along and going through the racks of clothing and finding things. This year, it starts on Friday the 17th, runs actually through Sunday the 19th. It's at the West Stockbridge Historical Society. The lovely thing is that there'll be all the clothes are usually new or gently used, and they're really at affordable prices. The Friday evening, they have their what they call their first dibs shopping party, where you have to pay a little extra to go in to be the first people shopping. Starts at 5:30 in the evening. I'm sure that we'll be there on Friday evening checking through. Now, and the other lovely thing about this is that all proceeds go to a whole slew of local nonprofits like Wham Theatre, which we love, or the Berkshire Humane Society, CATA. We'll come back to Community Action Access to the Arts, CATA, in a few minutes' time, and IS-183, the Art School of the Berkshires as well. So it's all in a good cause, and as you say, it's been going on for 8 years, so it's really a wonderful event.
We will move along here and head to Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and also in Lakeville, Connecticut, the final concert for a real long season for Crescendo this year.
Yeah, it has been a really long and wonderful season for them, and it features it's a really interesting program. I looked at it, and it took me about 5 minutes to work my way through it. So what they're doing is they are featuring a whole different series of settings of the Psalm 116. And I think in total there are about 9 or 10 different settings of this. So it is an amazing piece of work from the team that, you know, from the Crescendo's team, which is directed by Christine Gebert, and it's really, she's done a fantastic job, a lot of work this year. So there are some people that you some settings you'll know very well, J.S. Bach or Johann Bach or Adrian Willett and people like that. But then they've found a whole series of other settings which I haven't heard of before. And then on top of that, they have come and they've arranged for three new musical settings and text paraphrasing for Psalm 116 that have actually been commissioned by Crescendo themselves. So it's going to be a really impressive couple of days. The first day, the first concert is up at St. James's Place in Great Barrington on Friday the 17th. And then I think that's at they're both at 6 o'clock. So that's at 6 o'clock at St. James's Place in Great Barrington on 17th. And then on Saturday the 18th, they're going to be at Trinity Church in Lakeville as normal. Again, that's at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Let's move ahead to Rhinebeck, New York. There's another interesting event going on, and Oblong Books.
Yeah, no, Oblong Books really brings in some tremendous authors. And on Friday, the 17th, they are bringing in Alyssa Mastromonaco. And she's going to be talking about her new book, and it's called So Here's the Thing, Notes on Growing Up, Getting Older, and Trusting Your Gut. And apparently it's a bold, no nonsense, no holds barred guide to life. She really tackles the highs and lows of all sorts of things of modern world, like bodies and politics, relationships, life on the internet, all that type of thing. So she's written that from her own personal experience. But then she went out and interviewed a whole series of other women that are really fascinating as well, including Monica Lewinsky, Suzanne Rice, Chelsea Handler. So a really interesting book. She's going to be there reading from and signing and talking about the book at Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck on Friday, May the 17th at 6 o'clock in the evening.
The Diamant Library has their homegrown plant sale, which is coming up on that day.
They are very, very clever, aren't they? They started doing this because they know that there are so many people in the area who are interested in buying plants for this time of the year. So they've really latched onto trade secrets. And as you say, so in Falls Village, just down the street from Lion Rock Farm, or not that far, the David Hunt Library has this homegrown plant sale. So the Falls Village's own growers and gardeners and CSAs will be making contributions to this plant sale. They have a lot of, by the way, the thing they do is a lot of vegetable plants as well as tomatoes and things like that, as well as the traditional annuals and perennials and houseplants as well. And this year there's going to be a selection of gardening books and planting pottery as well. So check that out. If you're in the area, you might as well pop down to the David M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. And it's both on Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th as well, roughly the same time as Trade Secrets. So it's a good opportunity to go down there.
And another great event, which is coming up on the 18th and 19th, and people up here will enjoy, is the Salisbury Artisans Group Market, which benefits local charities, push the portion of the proceeds.
Yeah, this is really good because it's this is their first spring market, as you say, there's about 20 local artisans who are coming. It's just outside the White Hart Inn, in Salisbury. So again, it's quite close by. So if you can wander around the area, make it a day out, and go to various events, and you can check out their website for a full list of participants, but they have a whole slew of really interesting local artisanal products one way or another. And the proceeds support the Jane Lloyd Fund as well, so that's good news. It's on both on Saturday and Sunday, then 18th and Sunday the 19th, and again it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning.
And on May 18th, the 11th Annual Millbrook Literary Festival.
Oh my gosh, I tell you, we are starting the summer with a bang. Yeah. So this is the 11th annual Millbrook Literary Festival. It really is tremendous. This is also a big celebration of local authors as well. So they've got 40 local authors of adult books, teen book, and children's books, and they're all going to be participating in this. And what they do is they have these author-led discussions, which are really fascinating. of course, there's going to be all sorts of book signings. There'll be music. Some of the authors who are going to be there are Danny Shapiro. The James Patterson collaborator, Maxine Petro, is going to be there. Andrea Barnett, Joanne Ramos. There are 40 of them at Horova. And it's all set at the Millbrook Library and around, actually. And it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. And obviously, you can go to their website and get all of the details of the exact time so that you can turn up to get your favorite author to sign a book and buy a few books one way or another. So that's Saturday, May the 18th, as I say, in Millbrook at the Millbrook Library.
We've got a gala benefit dinner in Sandersfield on the 18th.
Yeah, you know, we talk about some of the big events like trade secrets, and I'm not trying to hope no one in Sandersfield is upset if I say that their gala dinner on May the 18th is not going to be quite as big as trade secrets or some of the other events in the area. But on the other hand, it's a wonderful celebration of a small and really lovely little performing space in Sandersfield. So I thought I'd better mention it. So Sandersfield Art Center really is in the middle of Sandersfield, which is really, put it nicely, is a bit off the beaten track. You really have to find it. But the local population is really art aware. They really make the art center a center of the community. And on Saturday the 18th, they are having their spring gala benefit dinner. And the wonderful thing is that it has cocktails and it's followed by a dinner, all the things that you would expect from a gala. The lovely thing is that live on stage, they're going to have a preview of some of the events that they're going to be having in the 2019 season. So it really is a lovely local event with local people really participating. And so it's a chance to go to celebrate and show your support for, as I say, this wonderful little performance space in South County, Berkshire. So it starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday the 18th. You will have to get tickets in advance. So do check it out and go there via ruralintelligence.com.
A busy day on the 18th. The Litchfield Historical Society has their art show fundraiser.
Yeah, well, if you don't know that this year Litchfield will be celebrating its 300th anniversary of its founding, by the end of the summer you will certainly know that, because there are so many events going on in Litchfield over the summer. And the Litchfield Historical Society is having its big art show fundraiser on Saturday the 18th at the Litchfield Historical Society. It's called Litchfield at 300, no surprise there. It features a silent auction fund, what they're doing is they are selling works from more than 50 local artists who've tried to, I think, represent Litchfield's 300 years of history in some of their art as well. So that's really super. And the proceeds from the benefit will be going towards their educational mission of the society. So it's a real opportunity to extend learning about Litchfield and what goes on there. So that's Saturday, May the 18th in Litchfield. It's at 6 o'clock in the evening. So check that out. And of course, make a reservation in advance.
On the 18th, let's get back to some music in Great Barrington at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, Close Encounters with Music is having a really big event on the Mahewi on Saturday the 18th. It's called The Art of the Quartet, and they're bringing in the Escher String Quartet. Escher is really well known. They've toured very, very extensively throughout the world. They served as the BBC New Generation Artists for some time. They were winners of the Avery Fisher Career Grant. They perform as artists of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. So they really are tremendous. And they are performing Mozart String Quartet number 23 in F major. And actually two or three other things including they will be joined by Yehuda Hanani for the Schubert Quintet, which some experts, and I'm certainly not the right person, but some experts say is one of the greatest compositions in chamber music. So I think that will be a really spectacular evening in Great Barrington at the Mahewi for Close Encounters of Music. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening on Saturday, May the 18th.
All the way to Ghent, New York on the 19th.
Yeah, moving now to Sunday, there are a couple of interesting little events. As you say, Ghent is a bit further away, but there's the Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School is really in a fantastic location there, and they've got a talk with the environmentalist Alistair McIntosh, which looks absolutely fascinating. Now, Alistair is one of the leading Scottish writers and environmental activists. He's just published a new book, which is called Poacher's Pilgrimage, An Island Tour. And it's really fascinating because he went back. He was born on the Isle of Lewis in the Outer Hebrides of Scotland. And he went back there and took a long walk for sort of a couple of weeks through what is an incredibly remote, wild island. And during this walk, he encountered all sorts of local people, including poachers and trappers and clergymen and antiquarians. And he talks about this in the book, and he uses really this walk and this opportunity to meet people from the island of his birth as an opportunity to explore the meaning of community. So it is a lovely, he's a very, it's a lovely writer, and definitely something people might want to attend. It's, as you say, it's in Ghent at the Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School at 2 o'clock on Sunday, May the 19th.
And we can wrap things up in Great Barrington on the 19th, the impact of private philanthropy.
Yeah, we normally talk about all the arts things that are going on, all the galas that are, but this is a talk which I thought might be interesting because it's educational as well, and it's an opportunity to think about how to give back to the community. On Sunday afternoon, 5 o'clock, at St. James's Place, they're bringing together Peter Buffett, who is the co-president of the Novo Foundation in Kingston, New York, just over the river there. And they're bringing together with Peter Taylor, who is absolutely a really interesting person. He's the president of the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, has really been making it much more significant in the community. They're based in Sheffield. And they are really going to be talking about how if you consciously place private philanthropy into a community, it can transform and invigorate a local community and its economy. And so it's an important discussion to see how we can try and stimulate the economy one way or another in our area. It's the discussion's going to be moderated by David Bollier of the Schumacher Center for New Economics down there as well. So they're bringing together some pretty senior and high-powered people who really think about how to develop community one way or another, and how it can be done at a very reasonable price and have a really significant impact. So that's at the St. James Place in Great Barrington on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. And, of course, you can check through from the link on Rural Intelligence to get more information.
And that will wrap up our show for today. Mark, we'll check with you again next week.
My pleasure. Look forward to it, Marshall.